This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and welcome to Issues of the Environment. Now, there are any number of environmental threats that need to be dealt with in the state of Michigan. We are now aware that PFAS are contaminating water supplies and free-flowing waters throughout the state. To what degree? Well, that remains under study. PFAS are a compound of chemicals that are toxic and known to cause cancers and other health issues. In West Michigan, PFAS contamination shut down the community water supply to Parchment and part of Cooper Township. Now the state of Michigan has expanded a do-not-eat fish advisory for the Huron River in Washtenaw, Livingston, and Oakland counties. My guest this morning is on top of the issue and has to deal with it. Laura Rubin is the executive director of the Huron River Watershed Council, and good to talk with you again, Laura.
Good to talk to you, Dave.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how concerning is the fish advisory to you?
The fish advisory is very concerning to us, and partly because this is an issue that we've known about for decades. We've banned this pollutant in many of our common day products, but we know that it's pervasive. It's pervasive in Teflon, in Gore-Tex, in a lot of our plastics products, and we're just starting to see how pervasive it is throughout the environment. And now that we're starting to see it in fish and our surface water, it's very concerning to us, and we want to make sure, first and foremost, that we're protecting human health and drinking water. But second, we're really more in a research phase at this time, trying to get more information about the extent of PFAS in the environment, where is it coming from, how do we clean it up, but also, just as important, what are appropriate levels to protect human health.
And I want to get to that. The federal EPA's health standard at this point is 70 parts per trillion. The state of Michigan is looking at lower levels, and the proposal is you probably shouldn't have anything over one part per trillion. Do you know what level of PFAS were detected in the Huron River and in the fish that were studied?
The levels were very high. And what's hard, David, here, too, is that we're looking at different kinds of levels. So the EPA has a lifetime health advisory, and that's 70 parts per trillion. But what the levels that they're looking for in surface water is a very different standard, and they break that down by some of the different kinds of PFAS. There's PFOA. There's different kinds of PFAS. I think there's 12 different chemicals in that group. And then similarly, in fish, there's different sampling levels. There's sampling levels of looking at fish fillets, and that is more directed by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. So the overall lifetime health advisory has gotten a lot of press about that should be considerably lower. But then there are different water quality standards and fish standards for human health.
Well, I'm pretty sure that there are consumption advisories for virtually all of Michigan's water bodies when it comes to mercury and PCBs and other compounds. But for now, for this three-county area, Washtenaw, Livingston, and Oakland, it is a very specific warning. Do not eat the fish. How prevalent is sports fishing and fish consumption from the affected areas of the Huron River?
It's very prevalent. And I also want to be clear, though, that the fish consumption advisory, it was confusing. It does not cover all fish in Washtenaw County. It only covers the affected lakes that are mentioned in the advisory, and that actually stops at the Livingston-Washtenaw border up at Baseline and Portage Lakes. So the consumption advisory was confusing, but it does specifically call out the lakes of Portage, Baseline, and then upstream all the way up to Milford.
Do we have any reason to believe that it's not going to continue to spread?
At this point, we don't know. What they have found, because the levels were so high in Kent Lake, they were 3 to 4 times what they normally find. They, at this point, think that there is a major source within a very short distance of Kent Lake, and they're looking at that directly. They're looking at either a direct source or something that might be venting from it, but there's wastewater treatment plants. There's an old firefighting facility up there. There is an old dump that has an aquifer, but the DEQ staff is now researching direct discharges or venting discharges that might be sources to Kent Lake. The surface water samples are just coming back that they did in July, and we haven't seen that data yet, but from what I understand, the PFAS numbers are trending downward as you go further down the river.
Certainly good news. You are listening to Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking with Laura Rubin of the Huron River Watershed Council about PFAS contamination, and it's forced the state to warn not to eat fish from the Huron River in Livingston and Oakland counties and to the Washtenaw-Livingston border. What I found curious, Laura, is that the Department of Health and Human Services in its advisory stated, touching the fish or water and swimming in the water is not considered a health risk, and even an occasional swallow of water, not a health concern. Should we buy that opinion?
Yes. So I'm not the toxicologist expert here, but this is a pollutant that bioaccumulates, and it's not something that is harmful by body contact. So from what I have been told, eating the fish is the worst way because you're ingesting that and it is accumulated in the fish tissue and then will accumulate in humans. But swimming and having partial contact with it, you are not absorbing it or eating it. It is not accumulating in your system.
So you'd go in the water without concern?
Yes.
Do you know offhand how many community drinking water supplies to which the Huron River and its watershed contributes?
The Huron River, there's only one utility that takes water from the surface water, and that's the City of Ann Arbor, and that serves City of Ann Arbor and residents in Scio and Ann Arbor Township. Other municipalities and some private utilities use groundwater sources. At this point, we have no data to show that groundwater sources are impacted or affected. We have been working very closely with our county public health departments, and they've been looking into this issue, and I know there is some additional testing going on. But the City of Ann Arbor is the only drinking water utility that takes that uses water from the surface water of the Huron River. Downstream from Ypsilanti on down, they use Great Lakes Water Authority water, and that comes from a variety of sources, but not the Huron River.
89.1 WEMU's Issues of the Environment continues with Laura Rubin of the Huron River Watershed Council. You and I have discussed the health of the Huron River for the past 15 to 20 years together, and overall, it has progressively gotten better and actually rates quite high for water quality. What does PFAS contamination potentially represent for that rating now and moving forward?
Well, you have a brilliant assessment there, David. You're right on. But what we're seeing is we're seeing these persistent pollutants. So 1,4-dioxane has been in the groundwater on the west side of Ann Arbor, and we've known that for 30 years now. We're starting to see microplastics become more of an emerging pollutant or a persistent pollutant. These chemicals and these pollutants that we've used for decades, we're now starting to have better technologies and better awareness to try to monitor for them. And we're seeing them in our environment. And I think one of the things that's challenging to us is we used to think of our major source of pollution as coming out of a pipe, and we're now learning that we're living among these pollutants and we're trying to assess the hazards of them after they've been released into the environment.
The positive is that we actually have the science and technology to determine these pollutants, to become aware of them, and then at least in some form try and deal with them.
Yes, yes. And I think one of the other challenges that we have, David, is to try to figure out what is the greatest threat of contamination. And what I mean by that is we put these chemicals on our bodies through lotion, through insect repellent. It's in the bottles that we drink water and Gatorade out of. We wrap our food in it. Also trying to figure out what are the pathways that are the most dangerous to public health.
You mentioned something that I want to come back to for just a moment. You and I over the years have spent a lot of time discussing and exploring ways to make sure that old Gelman dioxane plume never reaches the Huron River. That seemed like the biggest threat for decades. Does the PFAS threat now exceed those concerns?
It's hard for me to say, I guess I'd say it's too early. Because I don't know the levels up and down the river system, if we can find one spot up in Wixom or Oakland County, and we can contain that and clean it up, I would say that that would be a huge success. If we find that PFAS is at elevated levels throughout the Huron River system and we don't have one point to go to, that's going to be a major challenge for us to try to address and clean up. So I don't mean to dodge that, but I think it's a little bit too early.
Well, let me ask you this. We're about to hit the midterm elections, and I know you really don't want to get into politics, but how important is it that the elected bodies, whatever makeup they may be at the end of November, start to take some of these water quality issues more seriously?
It's incredibly important for us. And we've seen some leadership at the federal level and the state level on this issue of asking for greater resources, increasing lab capability, increasing monitoring. It's vital that we have partners at the state and federal level who are helping us conduct research, who are helping us get the word out about public education, who are helping us find the best technologies to clean this pollution up.
I thank you so much for your time and for your expertise today, Laura.
Yeah, well, thank you for following this issue.
That is Laura Rubin, Executive Director of the Huron River Watershed Council, our guest on this week's edition of Issues of the Environment. This weekly feature is produced in partnership with the Office of the Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner. You can hear it every Wednesday, and you can access the Issues of the Environment archive at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.